If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's, at the very least, think for a second about this other game and the Titans. You know, Eric was talking about Tannehill. We know the key here is, I think, to that whole conversation was, this is his first playoff game. Can you even believe that? You're going up against Tom Brady. I don't care if his arm falls off. I don't care if it's this rumored last game ever, all this other nonsense, which is what that is. I don't believe for 1 minute it's his last game. And even if they lose, I don't think it's his last game there. I'll believe it when I see it. And then the other thing is, how do you bet on that guy never played a playoff game in his life against Tom Brady? Honest to God.
Right, because what he had the knee or the back when they played the Steelers that 1 year in the playoffs, right, that he got hurt right before they played that playoff game. I mean, it's I wasn't betting on them to begin with, you know, not even thinking about his playoff history. But especially now you hear the weather, you know, you're going from not that Tennessee's, you know, a dome city or always warm weather type of deal. They play outside. They play in some crappy weather or whatever. But now you're going to cold, rainy, maybe snowy New England for your first playoff start ever. He's had a great run right now, but we've been talking about it all week. You know, Belichick is a guy that's going to take what you do best and say, okay, you're going to beat me another way. So he's going to go after Henry. He's going to load the box or do blitzes or whatever they have to do and say, okay, Ryan, it's on your shoulders. Let Gilmore cover their best guy. We're confident in him. This guy's an all-pro. He'll shut him down. And what else are you going to do? And the guy that doesn't have the experience has to go on the road to play the greatest, you know, franchise and, you know, quarterback of all time. I'm not putting my money on them.
I mean to tell you.
Look, I understand everybody wants to see this be the end tomorrow night.
They do.
People want it to be the end.
Can Henry make that happen?
Look, I'm a huge believer in, look at all these games that Belichick has coached in the last 20 years. He finds whatever is your main thing, or even if it's not your main thing, if it's something you're good at, and he wants to take it away. Derrick Henry is going to be what he's going to take away. And he's going to say, all right, Ryan Tannehill, you've had a good year. You're going to have to beat me tonight because I'm not letting that guy beat me. I'm not going to let him run through me tonight. So it's going to be you.
So you think that's the game plan?
If I was in Bill's shoes. And
it's got to be.
Bill's a lot smarter than everybody else.
It's got to be.
That's where you think he would go. And we talked a lot about Edelman last night. Like Mafia was saying, look, he's getting his. All right? This is his time. It is playoff time. I was looking at his last playoff, all the playoff games that this guy's played, 10 for 141, 7 for 96, 9 for 151, 5 for 87, 8 for 118, 8 for 137. We figuring it out yet? In the playoffs, he's getting it done. It don't matter. You're not slowing him down.
There you go.
And everyone got excited when Miami beat them last week, not just because, you know, there's, you know, an area for them to get beaten. Like, they can be taken down at home, but because they have to go on the road in the playoffs. This one, they don't. This one there at home. And, yeah, sure, the Ravens went and have beaten them twice up there.
They did care about that game.
Beat them once.
They did care about the Dolphin game, at the very least, because they lost the bye.
No, they cared about it. I'm not saying they didn't care. I'm saying everyone else loved it because they have to go on the road.
I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, I would love to say that the Patriots didn't care about that game last week, but they did, and they still piked.
They did.
They're not that good anymore.
But
they really aren't.
They're different. And in crappy weather in the playoffs there, they're just nearly unbeatable.
We've seen teams. Remember when, what was it, Jacksonville went in there and had a big lead on them late?
Jacksonville's on it. Indy did it. Didn't Houston do that a couple years ago, too? Like, there's been teams that go up there in the first half. You're like, wow, they're going to get smoked at Foxborough. And then the second half, you're like, did the same team come out?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'll never forget the Super Bowl, right? Were they down 25? I mean, it was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. Down 25 at the half of the Super Bowl. People were dancing.
I was one of them. Doubled up my action on that game.
I mean, there were people dancing in the aisles, drinking champagne, partying, toasting, hugging, kissing. Meanwhile, they lost. I covered that game. It was great. I hit the Patriots to win. That was a great bet. How funny was that they came back and won that Super Bowl and I cashed that ticket? That was crazy.
It's a very short line at the sportsbook after that game.
It's absolutely crazy. You don't believe he's done there, do you? Really?
No, I don't.
Honestly, do you think he's going
to... He doesn't want to hang him up. And if he doesn't want to, you're not going to make him. There's no way that Kraft is going to say, hey, the greatest guy to ever play this game, get out of town. I'm tired of you. No, he's gonna ride him till the wheels fall off. Even if he's, you know, he could have a crappy year next year, be the worst he's ever been, him say, you know what, I want to come back for another one, and he'll sign him again.
So what did they do? Who, Stidham's the backup?
Yeah.
And do you think they stay in that rhythm, that they're gonna that Stidham's the guy for the future, and they're gonna develop him and just keep going with Tom Brady?
They'll see what he does next year.
Or do they draft another one?
And the other ones?
I think it's going to depend on if Belichick sees a guy, let's say it's in this year's draft, at some point that he's picking and goes, I think that this guy is maybe better than, or, you know, an untapped gem or something like that, might be better than the guy that I took last year. Because he's not going to care about wherever he took Stidham, whatever round it was. If he finds a guy in, let's say, the second, third, fourth round that he's like, I think that this guy is a guy people are sleeping on. Because that's what it was with Garoppolo, too.
Right there, Brissett.
You know, it's just that's what he's going to look to do.
So what do you think? Do you think Stidham is the guy they're going to develop?
I'm with Carver High. If you see someone, you know, there's no one that this guy has had a problem replacing except Tom Brady. So if you see someone he likes later in the draft that he thinks is a steal at that point, he might take him and make him compete.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.